his friends. The shir should be a special schos for every morning. Marasi sheyichyul inishos maris esther bas rav shmuel leschos. Rav Yisrael apfel shlita hu v'chol b'nei beisa v'chol hanilvim olav. And the Gemara in Zvachim, Chafei Amud Aleph, it says in the Mishnah that if the nishpach adam al ritzbah v'asafo pasul, if the blood spilled on the ground and then it was gathered up, then it's pasul. Rashi says, nishpach mitzaber behemish lo niskabel b'kli. It spilled from the neck of the animal. It wasn't received in the kli. V'sulo mahani, shosfen av yitna l'toch kli. No longer helps to gather it up and put it in the kli, because kol shenishpach adam pasul, because once it spills, that's it, it's pasul. So we have to understand, Why is the carbon nifsal and it's not good enough that a kasher should come and be makaba like we learned later on? Lamed beis amud aleph kol apsulim shekiblu esed dam im yesh dam anefesh yachzer kasher v'yakabel, and also v'nishbach al ritzpa, just like when a pasul was makabel the dam. If there's dam hanefesh, then a kasher can come and be makabel. So too, when it's spilled on the ground, let a kasher come and be makabel the rest. So why does the Mishnah say that if it's spilled on the ground, that's it? It's pasul. It shouldn't be pasul. Let a kasher person come and receive the rest. Why, if it's nishba, if it spilled from the neck of the animal, it wasn't miskabel b'kli, that's it. It can't be, a kasher can't receive the rest. Why not? Just like if a pasul was makabel part of it, a kasher could be makabel the rest also here. So lechora we have to say that the Mishnah is talking about nishbach hadam, v'lo nishtayer dam hanefesh, that it's talking about where the blood spilled and none of the dam hanefesh remained. And that's where you have to have the dam hanefesh, the dam with which the nefesh goes out. And if none of that remained, then it's already going to be too late. But we have to understand, why doesn't it say explicitly that if there is dam hanefesh, yachzer v'yakabel? We also have to understand the lashon of the Mishnah, that if nishbach hadam ala ritzba basafo pasul, why does it say v'asafo? Why does it say an apostle gathered it up when it spilled on the ground? The ikar din is that if it spills on the ground, the dam is pasul, and memela doesn't help that it should be gathered up. So it should have said nishbach adam lo yachzor v'yosfen. What does it mean? Nishbach adam al ritzba v'asafo pasul, and he gathered it up, it's pasul. It should have said nishbach adam al ritzba lo yosfen, once it fell on the ground, don't gather it up because it's pasul. And also, is there a psul on the dam? The ikar din is that we require that he should be makabel dam me hapar. And if it's nishbach, so the blood wasn't received from the par, so we lack an avoda of the maisa kabbalah. And but there's no psul here. So what's the psul? So we really have to understand this mishnah, this inyan of asifa, and this inyan of the psul and the dam. What's going on over here? So it must be that the dam nishbach al ritzba, there's a psul on the dam, says Hagon Rav Binyamin Suratskin Shlita. It's not just a din b'seder avodas hakabbalah that we require kabbalah min apar. And in fact, the Briska Rav is ma'arich very famously, we discussed this in other shiurim, that there's really two psulim in din nishbach. One is that it's a din in the seder avodas hakabbalah that it has to be kabbalah me apar, and that we learn from our Gemara, the midam apar, dam me apar, yikabbalah, and receive the blood from the par, like it says in the Gemara. And also we learn in Taras Kohanim that there is a psul that if it spills on the ground, then it's pasul. And it's also learned there in Taras Kohanim that if it's nishbach menap kli ala ritzba and then you gather it up, it's going to be kosher. So we have a special limud there that if it fell from the kli onto the ground, then it's still kosher. But if it was just a din, a psul in the seder havoda, if it's a problem in the seder havoda, it's pashut that if it fell from the kli onto the ground, it's kosher, because you did the seder havoda, you did the shechita, and then directly afterwards you did the kabbalah. So who cares if it fell on the ground afterwards? So it must be, said the Briska Rav, that there's a psul in the etzem hadam, and that's learned in Taras Kohanim. So we see, Taka, that there is a psul in the etzem hadam, in addition to there being a psul in the avoda. The only problem is that our sugya is talking about a problem with the lack of Seder Havod. You didn't do the Seder Havod. And therefore, because it fell on the ground, you're supposed to be makabalit. It's not Dame Apari Kablenu. You didn't do a proper Maisa Kabbalah. But again, that's not the psul. So we said, oh, it must be a psul in the Etzem Adam. Okay, but the psul in the Etzem Adam, that's discussed by the Taras Kohanim. But our mission is not talking about the psul by Etzem Adam. Our mission is talking about the psul in the Seder Havoda. So it would appear that we can learn from this that our mission is telling us the din of Asifa, the Masafo puzzle, that if you gathered it up, it's puzzle. If you didn't gather it up, you could be makabel shar adam mea nefesh. And only in an instance where you did gather it up, even if dam and nefesh remains, you can't go and be makabel shar adam. And that's what it says in the mission, the Masafo puzzle. In other words, with this, you can no longer be makabel the dam. And that's what it says in the Rambam, Suleim Mekdashim, Perak Aleph, Alecha Chafei, Nishbach Menakli Basafo Kosher, Avalim Nishbach Mitzavar Behema Basafo, Venisnal Kli Shar, it's Nifsal Hazevach Gevaldik, that if it fell from the Kli and you gathered it up, it's Kosher, but if it fell from the neck and you gathered it up and you put it into a kli sharis, it fell on the neck onto the ground. You gathered it up and you put it in the kli sharis. The zevach is nifsal. That's what it means in the Mishnah when it says nishpach adam al haritzvah b'sof apostle. The zevach is nifsal. In halacha chavav, the Rambam says that if a little bit of the blood fell from the neck of the animal onto the ground and you didn't gather it up, and then you were makabel a little bit of the dam, it's kosher. So now it's kavaldik. That in halacha chav, hey, the Rambam says that if it fell on the ground, nifsal hazevach, if you gathered it up. And therefore, it's mamish pasul. It's too late. Asafo. And halacha chavav, the Rambam doesn't say asafo. The Rambam says lo asafo. You didn't gather it up. If you didn't gather it up, the Rambam says that somebody else can come. A kosher can come and be makabel what's left. If what's left of the dam hanefesh. So you see that the psul, what pasuls it, is the asifa, is the fact that you gathered it up from the ground. But if you didn't, then if a little bit of it fell from the animal, then the kosher be makabel the rest, and it's kosher. So that's the ikar chilek between asafo and lo asafo. And it's pashut that the Rambam was motzi this din from the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that im nishbach v'asafo pasul. It doesn't say that if there's dam hanefesh, and the reason must be because if it was nishbach v'asafo, nifsal hazebach, and it doesn't help that that a kosher should be makabel the rest. Now that the Rambam says that this is a din in asafo, and the Gemara, the Mishnah, that it's not because there's a tyrovus, there's a mixture of pasul blood and kosher blood, because, and therefore it doesn't help that you should be chozer makabel, because you could be makabel as hadam b'kli acher shelo yakan tyrovus, you could be makabel the blood in a different kli that there should be no mixture. So ma baya kan, ma baya in shum baya, you could be makabel the dam b'kli acher shelo yakan tyrovus. So that would be terrific. So the problem is not the tyrovus. So it must be that the ikra nafgamina is that if you weren't osef, ain kan maisa kabbalah kolika, there's no maisa kabbalah at all. But ba'asafo, that's if you weren't osef, there's no maisa kabbalah. But if you did an asifa when nishbach adam al haritzpah, afterwards you put in a kli, there's an avodas kabbalah when you gather it up, and it's considered that an avodas kabbalah is done in a disqualified way. It's not that no avodas kabbalah was done, there was an avodas kabbalah done, but a disqualified avodas kabbalah, and therefore it's too late, he messed it up. And that's the difference between gathering it up from the ground and Kabbalah's psulim, that when one gathers it up from the ground, so that's a maisa Kabbalah psula, so therefore it can no longer be fixed. But if psulim are makabel, pasul people are makabel, that's not called Kabbalah b'chla. That's not called Kabbalah to them. They're pasul. They didn't do any Kabbalah. They didn't do any maisa Kabbalah. If they didn't do any maisa Kabbalah, so then somebody else can come along and finish it off. But if a pasul maisa Kabbalah was done, in Kabbalah achar Kabbalah. So you can't do a kosher maisa kabbalah after a pasul maisa kabbalah. But if the kabbalah was done by psulim, that's not considered a pasul maisa kabbalah. That's not considered anything. They're psulim. They're not even in the parasha. So that's what it means in the Mishnah. Nishpach adam al haritzpah basafo pasul. That the psul is the asifa. So that is the mahalach of a beautiful Agon Rabbi Yaman Saratskin Shalita. And similar to this is in the Chiddush of Ari Leib Malin Chelik Beisim and Yitches Ayin Sham. And Yesh Ma'ala Harich, Mir Tushem, Od Chazal Moed, Belin Adar, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, and Most Beloved.